Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. 8:07 on the clock on this September 7th, 2022. We got some fun stuff to kick off the hour with a little bit later. We'll get to our national Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. And a little bit later than that, we will have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing.
Woo-hoo.
Be joined by Phil Hartley a little later. Looking forward to it. Right now, well, let's take a dive into this one, Melissa. Four stats about America's bedtime routine. Or in other words, in parentheses, the article that makes James feel guilty. I'm going to feel very guilty from the by the end of this article.
Well, maybe you do one. Come
maybe.
On.
Let's
maybe.
See. Let's see if I even
Let's
do
try.
One of these. I did not look ahead on this.
Okay.
A new poll found the average American spends 44 minutes in bed before they try to fall asleep. The most common things we do are surf the internet, watch TV, check social media, check our email, and text people.
Reading wasn't on there?
That's that's a shame that that's not on there. Yeah, because that's probably what I do the most when I'm struggling there. Okay, so not a good start.
Strike one.
Here's a little more on the average American bedtime routine. The top apps we use in bed are YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and TikTok. 11% also spend a significant amount of time shopping on Amazon. Never shop when you're tired.
Or drinking.
No. Well, I don't know if there's really a thing about that, but it doesn't seem like a good idea, does it?
I would get impatient very quick. Like if I was trying to shop for something I really needed and trying to read, because I like to do research before I buy something, especially online. I read consumer reports, but I'm also a reluctant shopper. Like I absolutely detest shopping.
Yeah.
Like it is one of those, and it's become worse as I get older. I'm bad at shopping.
I don't really like it. Especially if I'm by myself doing it, I want to get it done. I want it over with.
In and out.
It's like
as
math.
Quick as possible.
It's like doing math homework to me. Yeah. I just want to get it over with. If I'm with somebody else, it's not so bad. But by myself, I am a trained assassin. I am out there trying to hit my target, boom, 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 and out. And
more,
I'm done.
More than often, I'm just putting it off and putting it off. I'm like the procrastinating shopper. Like, I just don't do it. Like, I actually need to go to Walmart, and I've been putting it off for about 3 weeks.
I get that. I think that is the most relatable thing maybe ever said on this airwave. Like, I don't think you're alone on that one.
I mean, some people love shopping. It's their favorite pastime, and more power to you. That's what you like. I just don't.
No, I'm with you on that. 71% of us set an alarm before bed or have one preset on our phone.
Yep.
1 in 5 say there's a 100% chance they'll hit snooze at least once tomorrow. On my phone, I have mine. I have two alarms set.
I do too. I have them set, and I usually hit snooze on the first one, but the second one is set to go off in 5 minutes. And my snooze, I think, is for 7 minutes. So then I have my alarm goes off, then it... Another one goes off at 5, and another one goes off 2 minutes later. I never fall back asleep usually in that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it gives me that little bit of time to like just stretch and kind of wake up, maybe scroll through Reddit.
I probably have like used snooze before, but I honestly can't even remember when or the last time I did.
Oh, I used to. I used to love my snooze button.
I've been doing this block here for a while now, and I generally don't remember what it was like before I did a morning show. I'm serious. I don't really remember what it was like.
That's valid.
A third of us always wash our face before bed. 33% said every night. Another 38% said at least once a week. And 29% said that they never do. I am not as good as I should be about that. I would say probably... If I'm being nice to myself 5 times out of the week, I do that. I try to remember every night.
Yeah.
But what happens is I get distracted with grading or work prepping for an interview or something like that, and I completely forget. And next thing I know, it's 6 in the morning. It's, you know.
Yeah, I don't wash my face every night, but I don't have significantly oily skin or I've never really had facial issues. Don't look at me. Yes, I have a pimple on my nose right now, but...
I didn't even know you did, honestly, and I'm sitting 5 feet from you. I swear to God, I didn't know.
No, it's getting better. It was worse this weekend. But I usually don't have breakouts on my face.
Yeah.
Often it's more, I get dry skin more than anything. So I usually do probably once a week. We'll just use water on my face and then put lotion on.
I'm not sure if it's common knowledge or not, but a lot of ethnic people deal with dry skin. Every African American friend I had growing up had the whole ashy elbow thing that they hated. Most Jews deal with dry skin, and particularly in their face. Epilasia, is it called?
It's the word where the hair falls.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that's another one that a lot of can deal with. In more ethnicities can deal with, but. Mm-hmm. The dry skin thing can be just such a hassle. So that's also one of the reasons why I don't wash my face every night, because it seems to dry it out if I do it too much.
I wonder if that has to do with the levels of melatonin.
A little of that. Actually, it's really fast. I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole. It's fascinating, though, with all of that stuff. When you look at the human history and the evolution that our bodies and our pigments and all this stuff have done, it's all been to protect us on this planet.
When you're not living... in the right latitude?
You have to be very careful with some of this conversation, because you don't want to sound stereotypical like every single person this applies to. But going way, way back in ancient times when we had Pangaea and all the continents are connected, there's a reason why more Anglo-Saxon, European, white people have thinner, longer noses. Mm-hmm. They're in the mountains more, all that. You have your other people, more ethnic people near the equator, where it's not as hard to breathe. You've got bigger nostrils. You have a darker skin tone to protect yourself from the sun. All this stuff. We're all human beings. We're all really the same when you strip all this stuff away. But our people coming from different parts on this rock, it led to different things.
Yeah.
Which I think is, again, awesome.
Fascinating about the Earth's evolution.
Something to embrace. That brings us...
can look at that with animals too, and the evolution of them adapting to their species, their surroundings. And yeah, it's fascinating.
It really is. Let's see. Only 63% of us always brush our teeth. Another 24% do it at least half the time, but 3% said that they brush an average of one night a week, and 10% of us never brush before bed. Ugh. I'm hoping those are people with dentures.
Always.
I don't think I can fall asleep without brushing my teeth first.
If I do, I usually get up and then brush my teeth.
Right.
Like at 10 o'clock at night after I've already slept for an hour. Because it's just something I don't know, I have to. I have to brush my teeth.
Yeah, I generally...
Morning and night. And sometimes, once in the middle of the day. But also, I have fairly... I get compliments from my dentist about my teeth.
Yeah, see, you want to keep that kind of thing going.
I got a really good relationship with my hygienist. I don't want to disappoint her.
Man, yeah, that is one of those things. You ain't kidding about that. Like, there's very few things in life where, as a grown man, you are doing the same things you did as a 7-year-old and lying to the dentist. I floss. I brush my teeth all the time. Did you just brush them right before you came in? Yes.
Did you just floss this week only? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. I did. Sorry. Do I still get a toy?
I get chapstick.
Ah, that's good. That's good. I like that they give you stuff still. That's cool. I think that's actually kind of cool.
Well, we didn't do too bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. I didn't think that was a pretty good list, actually.
I'm disappointed they left out reading, though.
Me too. Yeah, especially, that's...
Some of those things that they're talking about, you are reading. Like, if you're reading social media on your phone, that's reading, I suppose.
Comes back to the conversation we had the other day about listening to an audiobook reading, technically, and...
Well, and then this argument would be that reading through social media on Facebook is much different than reading a book or listening to an audiobook, because you're taking in a story of someone else's imagination and putting you in another location. I guess technically you're doing that when you're reading other people's social media posts, or you're living in their fantasy life that exists on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the same.
It's a little stretch, but I like where you went there. I like it. I agree. I don't think you're really... I don't know. This isn't one of those. There's only a handful of things I do this with. I try to choose my battles wisely in life. It's not one of those hills I'm willing to die on. No. Like, I don't care enough one way or the other. Are you reading? That's great.
If somebody's written an epic on their Facebook post, more often than not, I'm not going to get two sentences in.
Oh, yeah. 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 That one, I've been through that a lot.
Very, very infrequently do I read an entire giant post on Facebook.
I could generally say that on my Facebook page, I don't believe that I have anybody, at least that shows up in my feed, that I don't want on there, or I don't like, or I don't care what they think to a degree. But all the time that happens, where somebody's going and everything. And look, I'm the king of ramblers. I am the king of ramblers. I understand myself. I've heard myself talk. But in a Facebook post, no. I mean, you know, you just got to get in and out. You got to just, you know, get to the point. get to the point. Move it on.
Have a picture attached.
Yes.
Kid.
Yes.
Sunday brunch. Done.
It's funny. One of the things that they teach us with social media, as far as actors and you know, they do this with stand-up comedians and musicians too. Anytime you're posting stuff, have a picture. Have a video. Have
a picture, because it draws attention.
Yeah, yeah. And short and to
visual.
The point.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'm still learning to do. we'll take our break right here. We'll come back and we'll get into Misty's Midnight Birthday and Anniversary Club. Did want to remind everybody, though, a little bit later, we're going to go into FRM Fridays, our FRM Fest going on this Saturday. We do have FRM Fridays this Friday. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep getting confused.
We do.
Brad Jansen is going to be joining us. Brad will be a part of the lineup for FRM Fest. Mm-hmm. So that's going to work out pretty cool. We get a little bit of a preview on Friday. That's going to be a fun show. We'll get into that lineup a little bit later with you. And, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update. Before we go to break, though, I did want to let everybody know our sports schedule. This Thursday, right here at WFHR, Wisconsin Badgers football coach Paul Crist is going to join us. Always like hearing from Mr. Crist.
Nice.
Coach Crist always got something interesting to say.
Oh, I was, but they're already probably going strong with their season.
1-0. Yeah, yeah. And then on Friday, we are back to having some great high school football. Assumption Football is hosting Marathon. 4:50, our pregame will start. 5 o'clock kickoff will be on our sister station, WIRI.
Nice.
Join Randy Paul on the call, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Don going to run the board. Those two get together. You know it is going to sound good.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah. And then Saturday, Badger football.
Woo!
Wisconsin hosts Washington State in Madtown. Our pregame will start at 12:30. I believe kickoff will be at 1 o'clock.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and do some celebrating of all of you on mornings on WFHR.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh, oh. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Hey, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth. Friend of the show, Mr. Garth Brooks, everybody. Nice of him to show up.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. It is time to do some celebrating with all of you in Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
I got four possible qualifiers.
Ooh,
here.
Four.
I need a 1 through 4, Melissa.
I'm going to choose 3.
And that gives us our qualifier. All right, there we go. We get to go ahead and do some celebrating right there. That is going to be fun. So first up on our list, Tina Murat is celebrating a birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday, Tina.
You may know Tina by a different last name. She is one of the head people at the front desk over at Stauber Healthcare.
Okay.
Tina's one of the greatest I've ever seen at working that kind of job. Like, I've never seen somebody like her. So efficient, so good at it. And she's just recently married, I believe. So
congratulations and happy birthday.
Mazel tov, salut, and a very happy birthday to you, Tina. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Rhonda Douglas.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Enjoy your day, Rhonda. Hope it's a very good one for you. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Doug Dion.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Bob Dion. Bob Dion.
Bob. Quite a bit different than Doug.
Very different. Very
All right.
different.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Bob Dion, hope you have a great birthday. Enjoy your day, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers, our qualifiers today celebrating their 54th anniversary. Big 54.
54. Nice.
Ron and Louise Rogney.
Ron and Louise. Happy anniversary, you two.
Hope it's a good one for you guys. Enjoy your day, Ron and Louise. Happy 54th. That's
Happy
beautiful.
Happy 54th.
That is a good one.
Congrats.
So we get right into the celebrity birthdays now. We first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Evan Rachel Wood, who is 35 today. She's Dolores on Westworld. She is a lot of different things, but I think a lot of us remember her and know her as Princess Buttercup.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
She was maybe the most underrated part of that movie. When I look back at The Princess Bride, and I look at that movie and I see the performance and how she did, and just an incredible actress. Her work on Westworld is just impeccable. Like, it's some of the best I've ever seen by anybody, let alone, any old actor. She just does some great stuff. She's also going to be in the new Weird Al movie, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she was in the movie 13. Yeah, she is. She's playing Madonna in the new Weird Al movie.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And that should be interesting. I cannot wait to see that movie. That does look really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic. Happy 35th to her.
Nice.
Let's see here. Shannon Elizabeth is 49. She was the foreign exchange student Nadia in the American Pie movies. She was on Dancing with the Stars. Let's see. Leslie Jones is 55. Fantastic SNL alum, superstar. Leslie Jones has made a lot of commercials lately, and that has had a bit of a kind of like jumping off point from there. She's great.
She was in Ghostbusters in 2016.
Yeah, she was really good in that, too.
And Coming to America, too.
Yep, very good in that as well. Michael Emerson is 68. He was Ben Linus on Lost and Finch on Persons of Interest. Good actor. Great character actor. I like him. He's a good actor. He was one of the best parts of Lost, I thought.
Oh.
Corbin Burnson is 68. L.A. Law, Major League. Good actor. Corbin Burnson's been doing it a long time. Happy 68th to him.
I just like that name, Corbin.
Yeah, it's a good name. It's a good name. I like that. I've always liked that name. Chrissy Hyde is 71, lead singer of the Pretenders. Back on the Chain Gang, Middle of the Road. I will never get tired of Brass in Pocket. I don't know why. It's not like one of my all-time favorite songs or anything, but for some reason, that song never gets old to me. Never has. And I was a kid when it was on the radio, played all the time and everything, and still didn't get tired of it. Chrissy Hyde, a very good performer. One of my favorite voice actors of all time, the great, the wonderful Julie Kavner, is 72 today. She is Marge Simpson. She does the voice of the other sisters and Marge's mom and almost any Bouvier, pretty much. But Julie Kavner is so good at what she does that she's one of the few voice actors on The Simpsons that does not do like 80 characters. Like, they pay her the same as everybody else for a reason because she's very good. And you just cannot have Marge without that voice.
No.
Any other voice, any other actor, I just don't think it's the same. There's a lot of great voice actors out there. Now, Julie was chosen in part because at the time when The Simpsons were starting out, they were on The Tracey Ullman Show, and Julie was a cast member of The Tracey Ullman Show, like Dan Castellaneta and many others, Hank Azaire. So there's a reason that they were on the show, but they lucked out kind of with that because nobody out that... It's not just that the characters were written well or it's a funny show. It's these voice actors, the Dan Castellanetas, the Julie Kavners, the Hank Azaire, all of them that make The Simpsons what it is.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Gloria Gaynor is 79. She will survive. Happy birthday to Gloria Gaynor. And a happy birthday to some people no longer with us, like Don Messick. I was just talking about voice actors. Born on this day in 1926, passed away in 1997. Amazing voice actor. Didn't do a whole lot of work, just Scooby-Doo, Boo-Boo, Ranger Smith, Bam Bam, Papa Smurf, Snap from Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Astro from The Jetsons. Just a couple of things. Not too big.
Jetsons.
Yeah.
I want to watch an episode of The Jetsons.
I forgot about Astro.
When's the last time you watched The Jetsons?
I was a kid and I loved it. I love
that
show.
That is such a cool show.
I want to be a jerk here, though, but I do have to call him out on some things. None of that happened. the future that the Jetsons had and everything, none of it. Like, none of it happened.
We're not there yet.
Getting there. Getting
maybe.
There. Just
maybe.
You got to be a little patient on that one. founding member of NWA, Eazy-E, passed away on this day in 1995, born in 1964. You can't tell the story of hip-hop without NWA. And he's a founding member of it. A lot of people considered him the glue of that band. And one of the... not just one of the better and known artists in human history, in music history, but I think one of the more important ones, actually. Buddy Holly, born on this day in 1936, passed away in 1959. Buddy Holly and the Crickets, they didn't have as long of a career as they should have had. But I think that in a weird way, that moment, even though it didn't happen because of an overdose or a car accident or something, like a lot of artists we've lost, the way that the day the music died and we lost the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and Buddy Holly, it kind of, like, it was a reminder to artists. It was a reminder to human beings of, you know, nothing is guaranteed in life.
Right.
And it was a lesson we would rather not learn. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have them around.
Mm-hmm.
But silver linings or trying to find silver linings in hardships, I think, right, is one of the most difficult things, but one of the most important things you can do with the older you get. And I look at a Buddy Holly, and I see a guy who so many artists I look up to and admire, like, are probably still alive because they didn't go a route that they could have where he did.
Yeah.
Or not that he did, that, like, dying early, right, at a young age.
Right.
Obviously, none of that was in their hands. It was a bad plane and everything. They, mm-hmm, couldn't have helped what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But even that being said, I think that losing somebody young, regardless of the reasons, it shows you, hey, I'm not immortal.
Right.
Just because I'm the biggest selling artist in the world right now or something like that, mm-hmm, doesn't mean that my plane's going to work, maybe.
Right. I mean, live every moment to its fullest.
Yeah. Yeah. And did one of the more iconic voices in music history, mm-hmm, Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of songs I've heard of Buddy Holly that I did not know. I didn't know the song beforehand, but I knew, oh, that's Buddy Holly's voice. It must be a cricket song or something.
Mm-hmm.
Great artist. And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Tina Marat, to Rhonda Douglas,
mm-hmm,
to Bob Dion, and a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 54th to Ron and Louise Rogney.
All right. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to everyone.
Celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Sidaway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Stick around, everybody. We got Melissa's News coming up a little bit later. The Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. All that coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Melissa and James here at 8:35 on the clock. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday,
mm-hmm,
very soon. Looking forward to that. Before we dive into it, this is just a silly study. This is so ridiculous. A new study found men tend to be happier in relationships if they think they're the funny one.
Oh.
Researchers talked to 150 couples who'd been together an average of 7 years and asked how happy they were. They also asked about the role that humor plays in the relationship. Things like how often they joke around and how funny they think the other person is. And in general, men are happier if they are at least think their partner sees them as the funnier of the two. The study also found humor is important in general, and the average guy actually laughs at his wife's jokes as much as she laughs at his. But secretly, men think they're slightly funnier, and they hope their wife agrees.
There's several ways we could go with this.
Yes, absolutely. You go right ahead. You take the lead on this one.
I don't know if I really want to disparage the sexes. But yeah. Do you think it's an ego thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you went there too.
Oh, absolutely. I can't think of anything that like not only turns me off more or gets under my skin more than the idea of a partner like faking something for another partner's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so endless. It right. doesn't end well.
No,
it never does.
At some point, it's going to be revealed that you're pretending.
Yeah, yeah. Like you tell the truth, you got it. You don't have to remember anything.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you start lying, or it builds. Mm-hmm. It builds. And I know it might seem silly. It's just laughter. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but it adds up. It's a slippery slope on that.
It stuff. Is. It is. You know what else is icky?
Mm.
Having to be in a competition in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
Having to feel like anything you do, they need to do better.
Yeah. I can't stand
And
that,
that doesn't end well either.
Nope.
You know, celebrate your partner. Celebrate what they're able to do well and their victories. And if you're not able to do it as well, that's okay. Own it. Maybe work harder at it. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Get funnier. I mean,
Or if it's something like, okay, you can sing. They think they can sing. If they can't sing as well as you, then work harder at it if you want to be better. But do you need to be better than your partner?
Yeah.
I mean, like, at what point do you... Obviously, I'm speaking from a past experience and some trauma here because that was an issue where then I felt like I couldn't do things.
Yeah.
Or I couldn't do stuff in front of my partner because I would make him feel bad. That's kind of an awful place to be.
A lot of relationships are yin and yang. Your partner does things that maybe you don't, or brings things to the relationship maybe you don't. But I would think that every relationship, you're with somebody because you admire that person, you like that person, you think they're interesting, funny, beautiful, all these things. That's something you should want to champion. That's something you should
celebrate.
You should be their biggest fan.
Right.
You should be their biggest...
Not make them feel bad about
I guess it.
It
depends on what you're going into a relationship for. To me, and it seems like to you, Melissa, that's something you look for. I know that's something I look for, that, but there are people that probably get it. It does seem like there are people that get into relationships just to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Like, it's about them. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, somebody to build their ego and reiterate, you know, confirm all these things they think in their head or something. And that's toxic. Mm-hmm. That's the definition of toxic.
You know,
toxic.
Warning
that's...
symbol thing for that. My friends are coming over tonight. Can you dress cute?
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, that would definitely. Whoa. Oh, man. I don't think I've ever dated a woman that would take that. Let alone, like, yeah, that's messed up. And I agree. I think all that is well said and needed to be said. But I do want to focus on the importance of humor in a relationship.
Yes.
It's all well and good to be attracted to each other. It's great to have interesting conversation. I think it's almost, along with listening and trust, I probably the like 3-4 in that top 5 of mandatory things you have to have in a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to make each other laugh.
Well,
I think having a similar sense of humor, it doesn't have to be identical, but I think having you don't both have to be George Carlin. I mean, you don't have to both be great comedians or something. Just being
that
able
might
to make,
be a little excessive.
Yeah, maybe being able to make each other laugh.
But another aspect that's important to that is being able to laugh at yourself.
Oh, agreed. Yes.
That is refreshing.
Well said.
That is very refreshing. Like you know, you do something and you mess it up, and instead of getting angry, I mean, and maybe you get angry for a second, but then you're like, well, oh well,
yeah,
I tried.
If you can't laugh at yourself, chances are you're missing the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the greatest humor in my life, it happened to me, not because of me.
Right. You know? And I like the being able to, when somebody is willing to laugh at themselves when they screw up, then you can laugh with them.
Yeah.
Because maybe it was silly or funny. But if they are not able to laugh and you're laughing, then you're laughing at them, not with them.
I can't respect the people that can't laugh at themselves any more than the person that can never admit when they're wrong or always has to let you know when they're right.
Mm.
I can't stand either of those. I did that. I did this. I this. I that. Are you 5? Are you 5? If you're over the age of 5,
look at me.
You
look
can't
me.
Get away with that anymore. I'm sorry. If you just hit 6, I apologize, but it's over for you there. I mean, no. Before we go to break and we make room for our friends at Quality Plus Printing who are going to join us very soon, I do have a stat correction to get to.
Yes.
Robin Wright was Princess Buttercup, not
yes.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Nobody else gets that title.
I knew that as I was saying it, and I thought in my, it's one of those, this is where my brain's still working, you know, catching up a little bit here and healing a little.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I thought I had actually said it on air, and I didn't. Melissa corrected me and stuff. So yeah, got to get that right. It is time now for us to be joined by our great friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning over there.
Good.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, James?
Doing good. How are you doing, Phil?
Yeah, good. You learning that Odd Couple script?
No. I'm not actually in it. Phil, we have actually Seth playing Oscar.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. had a mix up there, but I appreciate the catch up. I'll say something to Seth about it. Make sure that he's up on those lines. How are things going over at the shop, Phil?
Oh, good. We got a visitor this morning. Aaron from Sand Valley is in our lobby. So.
Cool.
Right.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. She does a lot of ordering from us on different materials that they use down there for their caddies or for their for their hotels, or well, I wouldn't say hotels, their cabins and stuff.
Yeah,
and so we do a lot of their printing materials. We're happy to do that there.
Say good morning to all of our friends over there at Sand Valley. We love our friends over there.
Yeah, they're a great customer for us, and obviously growing every year. you know.
Yeah.
So it's great for our community as well. So, yeah, she's in here this morning. So I told her to come be on the radio with me, but I couldn't talk her into it. So.
Next time.
Nice
next
try,
time.
Though.
Maybe next time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
What do you got for us for a word today, Phil?
So the wicked awesome word of Wednesday, and for the whole week, really, is panache.
Ooh. Oh, good one. Oh, panache is such a good word.
I know. When these words come to me or I see them somewhere, I go, oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Nailed so it this time.
Oh, I'm taking that one. So it's P-A-N-A-C-H-E. Good Scrabble word, I would think.
Ooh, yeah.
Letters in there and stuff, you know, that you wouldn't expect. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just means having a certain, you know, style, confidence.
A certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. A little flair.
Yeah, a lot of French words to go with that, right?
Right.
The confidence of style or manner, you know. So, you know, like Tracy has panache in her graphic designs. So nice. That's our way of using it, but, you know.
I like it.
It's a great word, yeah. Oh, it's a great word to say and makes you sound like you know something.
Right, yeah.
Makes you sound intelligent.
Smart person word. I like smart person words. They're my friend.
Big brain words.
Yeah.
There we go.
And as far as everything going on over there, Phil, anything we want to let the audience know about with going on at Quality Plus Printing?
Oh, we're staying busy. I'm doing a lot of school-related things right now with school kicking in.
Oh, I bet.
We do a lot of forms for the local schools. Thank you to all of them. Doing a bunch of the sport books right now. We're finishing up some Lincoln ones, and we get the Assumptions is getting ready to be printed. We printed out Nakusa's handbook that they hand out to all their students in high school a couple weeks ago. And so those are really neat that they give to all their students, have a lot of helpful tips about the school years and things like that for those kids. And so, yeah, I was happy to get school back going and happy to see Lincoln's parking lot paved.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That was a major
a lot of improvements over there.
They're still working. My wife teaches over there, so they've still got a lot of work going on inside the building. It's going to be beautiful, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of work for Lincoln as well, so thank them and Scotts Rapids Public School System. So, yeah, we're staying busy over here. We got McKenna and Tracy in today.
Good to hear, Phil. You know,
you'll be in later, our bindery person, so we're hopping.
We know that, you know, most everybody, if not everybody in this community and our surrounding communities believes in buying local, supporting local, but that only goes so far. People keep coming back if you're doing great work, which you guys are doing over there. So all of the above is true. This is one of those ones where it's D, all of the above. That's what you circle. That's
you know, I want to give a shout out while we're on the air to the Friends of Rapids Music. We printed their programs for their music festival coming this Saturday. It's coming
awesome.
Up.
Awesome.
So that's a really neat local event coming up that we're happy to support.
Yeah.
By doing, and of course, the chamber has its grand affair this Sunday downtown as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully the weather holds out, right, guys?
Yeah, it
should
hoping.
Be an awesome weekend.
Should be. Rain or shine, we'll be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's but two great local events, and there's more going on. I know there's lots more, but those are two that I know that we were helping with, so happy to support too.
Awesome work.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and you did, I mean, really good work. Phil, say hi to everybody over there for you. We'll send some people your way.
Hey, thanks, James. I appreciate it. You guys both have a great day, all right?
Thanks. You too, Phil.
Thank you. He's got some real panache, that man. He's really,
he sure does.
He really does. Great guy. We love you, Phil. Appreciate you. Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They're open right now. Open at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And they're usually open until about 4 o'clock. You can always give them a call at 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Visit their webpage, qpprinting.com. And be sure to like them on Facebook and other social media apps. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. There we go. I think we might have to take this one out of the rotation.
Yeah, it comes up fairly often.
It does, and it just doesn't feel the same anymore.
No.
You ruined the song, Will.
Nice job.
Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, everybody. Hope you're having a good day out there. 8:50 on the clock. Melissa and James here with you. Again, in the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, our good friend Bill Heck will be in with our monthly veterans update. Seen Bill talking with Pam just a little bit ago. That's great to see him in studio. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to having him on the air with us. And afterwards, we will touch on some other local things as well. Got a lot of great local events going on in their area.
We do.
We want to get you ready for them. Mm-hmm. Is anybody else doing this? I keep thinking it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday, everybody.
I have no idea what day it is, James. I just do I'm told.
Time is a flat surface. It doesn't matter anymore. No. I really am appreciative to Phil joining us on Wednesdays because that's
keeps
how
us on track. I'm
like, oh yeah, it's definitely Wednesday.
Phil's especially joining. On days like this, or weeks like this, where we, you know, had a holiday Monday.
That's just what it is. When we have that holiday Monday and it just throws off my week. I can't be the only one. There's got to be other people that are like, they just realized it's Wednesday. Like I just found out. A while back, we heard some of them, let me see here. So over the past month, cashiers have been talking about the purchases that they secretly judged people for buying. A while back, we heard about some of them, including people who run out of money and put the healthy items back and that kind of thing. People who blow money on lottery tickets and expensive bottled water, bizarre combinations like red wine and Summer's Eve, body deodorant, and a can of bug spray.
Okay.
So here are a few more highlights that cashiers have mentioned since then and kind of added to this kind of feed, if you will. A worker at a boba place is grossed out when people combine too many flavors like rainbow fruit jelly. Okay, so that's like an ice cream shop.
Oh no, it's tea. It's a
tea.
Yeah,
shop.
it's the boba tea with the little little balls in it.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I haven't had it, but I
tasted it once. It's a little weird. It's like drinking liquefied giant tapioca.
I only worked at a KFC for a couple months. That's the only fast food place I've ever worked at. But I had been at plenty of fast food places. You don't see it as much anymore. But the person that, you know, you fill your own drink and...
Oh, right. Try all of them.
Yeah, you're getting a mix of all of them and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That's the closest thing I can think of to that. Did you know there are still malls and some of them still have a Spencer's inside? It's true. And a worker from one of those stores says that they judge people for buying witchcraft spell books, but they're not into Wiccan or pagan or anything like that.
Okay.
All right. An overnight worker at a convenience store said someone would come in every night to get a red hot beef burrito and a 16-ounce jug of half and half. Seems like a dangerous combination.
Wow. I mean, it's one way to deal with heartburn.
Right. Someone said that they judged people for taking their babies out with them in terrible snowstorms and to get non-essential items. Now this one I will own being guilty of this one, even though I know better.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Oh, I suppose non-essential items. Okay.
Well, I think that that's all well and good in theory and on paper. I think that any of us that have been a parent before and like you're watching the kid or, you're alone with your child or something like that. And something like this comes up that may seem non-essential, but maybe
to
it is
someone outside of that's judging. But then is your baby properly bundled up? Like, have you protected your baby from the cold? Like, there's a lot of elements there
I
mean, we live in, especially for us here, you really, there's 9 months out of the year that are going to be kind of cold. So
there's certainly some gray area to that one.
Yeah.
The thing I'll say, though, the thing that we're all, I'll just speak for myself, but the majority of people I know are guilty of as well is we do too much judging of other parents.
Yes.
That's the parents judging parents goes on way too dang much.
And non-parents judging parents
goes on far more. Yeah, that's always a funny one to me. Someone who works at a pet store said the employees keep tabs on customers who buy cheap little tanks for their betta fish and then question them if they return to buy another betta fish.
that's legitimate.
Mm-hmm. I like that one, actually. Mm-hmm. A grocery worker says everyone buys bananas. They say it's a pack of ground beef and bananas, paper plates and bananas. It doesn't matter what they're buying. Bananas are always the accessory. This place that they're at, people are always buying bananas.
But bananas are a good food.
Bananas are great, and bananas are useful for a lot of things.
Right.
It's so I can
awesome
kind of see
snack.
That, actually.
It's a good supplement. It's a great addition to a breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I feel like the first list was a lot better. This one, not as much. There's not as much on this one.
Reaching for that one.
Yes,
it does. Trying real hard. So, James, do you know what you and I need to do to make that list better? We need to get some people together, have a plan. All right, you go to this store, buy this combination of stuff. And we'll just hit all the different stores and buy weird combinations of things to make the list better.
Yes, I agree. I think you're onto something there. I can't, like, I've seen plenty of weird things at jobs I've worked. I've worked in customer service like a lot of you out there. I mean, you know, that certainly is the case. But I can't think of anything necessarily that I've judged somebody for, like, on a job. I will say when I was a bouncer at one of the more popular bars in DeKalb, there was some judgment that went on with some of the choices that some of the people there were making and everything.
Well, that's easy to do in a bar, though.
Yeah, I've also been drunk at 2 a.m, you know, so I'm not going to judge. While you may do it a little bit, I think that there's a catch where you start to judge and then you realize, oh, yeah, that's right. I've done that. I was 18 once, too, or I was 21, too.
So I think what the better actual idea here is we should do a skit. Of that,
yes.
Where we have people coming through the cashier line, preferably at Aldi, because that's funny.
It
they're
is
throwing things
I like
in
that.
The cart.
Yes, I like that.
and the cashier's looking at what she's throwing in the cart. Whoa! Hold on. What are you buying here?
For some reason, I think the sketch is even funnier at an Aldi if you're bagging them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so the clerk has to see the item, and you're trying to hide it like from everybody else or whatever, like that kind of thing.
This could go so many ways.
Yeah. This is one that could go in many different ways, so Melissa. here's another viral hack that's got the internet very divided, and rightfully so, maybe. Someone on Instagram posted a video of how to deep clean your toilet seat. Just unscrew it from the bowl and pop it onto your dishwasher. Most people who have commented seem to think it's gross, but a small sliver of the internet thinks it's brilliant. The main pros are every nook and cranny gets clean, especially if your dishwasher has a sanitized setting that superheats the water. The main cons are couldn't leftover things get around on your food or your plates or whatever. Or, you know, I'm not going to get too in detail here. I don't know, but I don't think I need to get too in detail. I think it's self-explanatory.
I would think that if you chose to do this, you would also then should run your dishwasher empty.
Right.
To clean it after you're done with you know, like bleach.
I think other people do this too. You threw a bunch of muddy clothes or something. You worked on the farm or worked out, doing a lot of chores all day. You throw your dirty clothes in the washer. After that wash, you run the washer a little bit, or you at least clean it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Am I alone here? How dirty are people's like toilet seats? Like, I keep mine pretty clean. Like, I don't know. Who's letting theirs get that bad that this is even an option?
This is even
something you're thinking about.
Or is it the people who are like, well, I can't see the germs. It looks clean, but it could be
that I
not.
Get.
Yeah. And wanting to just, you know, do a deep clean
I got
of
no
your
issue
toilet
with that.
Seat.
I get
but
that.
Maybe like, you know, once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, let's acknowledge the fact that toilet seats have a, you know, they're made to not.
Yeah. They're designed to be able to handle all that you can give it.
Right. They're made specifically for the task that they do.
Yeah. I don't, I don't know about this one. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I'm not trying it. I'm definitely not doing it.
No.
But I don't even have a dish. What am I talking about? I don't even have a dishwasher. So what am I talking about?
Just take it out in the backyard and hose it off.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Deep clean doesn't have to necessarily involve the dishwasher.
Right.
I do love the idea of, for some reason, early dating. And you know, you're doing the dishes together or something, and she goes to put a dish in the dishwasher. There's your toilet seat.
You bring out the toilet seat. Like, oh, let's just throw this in. There's a little extra room.
Back. I bet they're like, hey, where are you going? Why are you leaving so soon? We got dishes. Oh, okay, they're gone.
Now the dishwasher does have some other added. You know, you can use it to clean like Legos.
Very
if
true.
You put them in a bag.
Yes.
That's safe for that. So it does have other functions. Maybe not toilet seats.
Stick around, everybody. After CBS News, Melissa and I welcome in our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update. We got That Ain't Right stories and good stories all coming up for you on mornings on WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.